Cummings today. You're stuck with me. I'm Adam Azer, but don't worry, we got Mike McClure here. He is our expert from Sportsline.com. Mike McClure, how are we doing today? Better than Malcolm Brogdon yesterday, I hope?
Yeah, it's hard to not be doing much better than Malcolm Brogdon after last night. That was a very disappointing, very frustrating night for me.
It was.
I did not have much fun.
Oh, you too. Okay, because I did four contests last night, did not cash in any of them, and he was in all four. So I'm blaming it squarely on him.
Yeah, he was a big reason why I had some issues last night. I only was able to cash one of my lineups, but between him and Wayne Selden, it was pretty brutal to get, I think, 14 fantasy points combined at the shooting guard position.
Only 10 minutes for Brogdon, who left with an injury, and we'll tell you if he's going to play tonight. So this is the Sportsline DFS podcast. I hope you enjoyed the NFL and the PGA episodes that we did this week. Today is just basketball. There are 9 games on the slate. We'll get you set with FanDuel and DraftKings and a little play draft as well. We're going to have a new segment where on the draft app, Mike and I are going to actually draft against each other at the end of the show. We're looking forward to that. Let's get right to it. Who's your must play today, Mike?
Must play of the day for me is going to be Chris Middleton. I like Chris Middleton's price a lot. He might be popular depending on how the injury news breaks, but we know that Malcolm Brogdon is likely not going to play. The team is on the back-to-back. Giannis also rolled up his ankle at the end of the night. And Jabari Parker making his debut for the Bucks tonight. All of those things are going to cut into Giannis, and I really think that Middleton is the guy here. So I like Chris Middleton. I think he's got a fair price point on both sides. You can use him at shooting guard or small forward on DraftKings. So I like Chris Middleton as my must play.
Off subject a little bit, unless he's your stay away. What do you think about Jabari Parker? He's 4,700 on FanDuel. He's 46 on DraftKings.
I think that if you want to take a flyer on him in a tournament, I think that he's somebody that could actually, you know, he could definitely put up fantasy points. My issue is we don't know what kind of a minute limit. I'm guessing that he's on about a 15-minute limit. So in 15 minutes, it's going to be pretty difficult to really have any upside at all. So I'll probably be taking a wait-and-see approach right now. But what I'm hoping is that he doesn't do anything in this game. And once his minute limit is increased to, say, 25 and he's still 4,700, then we'll be interested in him for that game.
All right, you got to pull double duty today, Mike. No Heath, so we need 2 must-plays and 2 stay-aways for you.
All right, must-play number 2, we're going to stay at the shooting guard position, and I'm going to go with Drew Holiday. I like this matchup a lot for Holiday. You know, we talked about this pretty much last time when Cousins went down. Drew Holiday just has insane usage, over 30%. He's scoring almost 1.5 fantasy points per minute on FanDuel right now with DeMarcus Cousins off the floor. Now he gets, it's a road game for them, but they're playing against an Oklahoma City team that played last night in Denver in a very competitive game where they really left it all on the floor. So they're going to be tired, and they're traveling back to their home floor. So it's really a road game for both teams in this sense. So I like Drew Holiday a lot. I think he's just going to have insane usage. I think he's incredibly safe in cash games. He's got a very high floor.
All right, so Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are in both DraftKings and FanDuel lineups. And the nice thing about Holiday is he's actually cheaper on DraftKings. It's $7,700 compared to $8,200 over on FanDuel. So usually when we do must plays, there's one cheap guy. And not today. You know, Middleton and Holiday, they're not super expensive, but $7,500, $8,200, and then, you know, similar on DraftKings. So what does that say, if anything, about the slate?
What it says is we really need some injury news to open up some more value, like more sure thing value. You know, there are some value picks out there now that you don't feel super comfortable about. But we do have a number of questionable players that really kind of affect that. But right now it's looking kind of like a more balanced lineup night for me. We've already talked about, yeah, well, briefly mentioned that Giannis might not play tonight. He's questionable. They're on the back-to-back. The other real stud on the slate at point guard is Russell Westbrook, who is also on a back-to-back. There's a couple big studs, but I'm really looking at a lot of those mid-range guys, kind of like Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and that price point. I think that there's a lot of very good plays in that range tonight.
Now, in terms of Russell Westbrook, I was trying to read the rules before we went on the air. I think you only get points for shoving a fan on DraftKings, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, that's a guy who could shove a fan and actually be in the right, which he was. So Just some pretty mediocre humor there. Who are you staying away from tonight? Give me one or two players.
I'm probably, you know, I stay away from Joel Embiid frequently, and I'm probably going to do it again tonight. I don't necessarily love the matchup against Hassan Whiteside. And the price point, you know, at 10K, I'm probably not going to be interested in drafting him there. Now, I do think later in the show, he's a fine play on draft where we're not really worried about the salary cap. But on the salary cap sites, I think that I would rather invest my money, you know, because we talked about we started off pretty expensive already without the value guys on the must plays. Mm-hmm. I just think that Embiid is not really the guy that I'm looking to pay up for tonight. So he's someone I'm definitely staying away from.
And you're not really going for Giannis, right?
Yes, and Giannis is my other stay away. I think that there's a chance that he still suits up and plays, but he's on the back-to-back. And like I said, with Jabari Parker coming back, I really don't think that this is the best time to pay $12,000 for Giannis.
Okay, I'm going to ask you for your projected top scorer tonight. Who do you think scores the most fantasy points?
I'll take Anthony Davis just slightly over Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Do you feel like you need to have one of them in your lineup tonight?
I don't know that. I mean, you most likely, yes. At this point in the day, it's really difficult to say, but we know that injury news is coming. We know that it's going to break and there will be a few value plays available. So I'm comfortable saying, yeah, you should probably have one of those two. I think it's impossible to play both unless we get some really crazy news. But I do think that you're going to be having at least one of those guys for sure.
One of the things I do, because we record this podcast usually around 1 p.m. Eastern, and I'll go with the lineup that Heath gives out on the show, and I'll play it in usually a $5 50-50 or double up. And the other thing I'll do is I will go and look at sportsline.com and see who Mike is recommending in his stories, because he updates his lineup as the injury news comes out. So, Mike, you could talk about that. It's on sportsline.com, and also you've only got a couple days left to take advantage on Sportsline of a really awesome offer before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like Adam said, definitely get over to Sportsline. You'll be able to get my updates as they happen. But really, what I want you to do is take advantage of this offer because you only have a couple days left through February 5th. If you sign up for the annual pass at $49.99, you're going to basically get 7 months of Sportsline for free, which is going to be the equivalent of giving you the entire 2018 NFL season for free. And, you know, up until that point, you still got college basketball, NBA basketball. We got obviously the March Madness tournament that we've got golf every week, including all of the major events like the Masters and the British Open, the U.S. Open. We're going to have stuff for the World Cup. We've got Winter Olympics coverage coming up. So there's a lot going on over there. You can obviously always get my DFS stuff. It's just a great value. Less than $50 right now. You're going to save a ton of money, but you've only got a couple days left to do that.
Winter Olympics, huh?
Yeah, we've got some Winter Olympics coverage coming.
We got to get the Mike McClure like figure skating statistical analysis.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. All right, so you guys always give me the top scorer every night, and I love that because it tells me you know, the stud that I want in my lineup, if not studs. But I'm going to ask you at each position for the top scorer, and we've already settled point guard and power forward with Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis. Who's the top scoring? Not necessarily the guy that you should put in your lineup because value is important here, but, you know, just we've got money to spend. Top scoring shooting guard tonight. Who do you think?
I'm actually going with one of my must plays, Jrue Holiday. I think he's going to be the top scoring shooting guard tonight.
Okay, and Holiday is the third most expensive shooting guard on FanDuel and on DraftKings. He is the fourth most expensive shooting guard. How about small forward?
Small forward, if we're talking by FanDuel position requirements, I'm going to take Kevin Durant just slightly over Giannis. And we, like I said, we know Giannis may or may not play, but Kevin Durant is the guy still at the top.
Kevin Durant only $400 cheaper than Giannis on DraftKings, but $1,300 cheaper on FanDuel. Power forward Anthony Davis. So how about center?
Oh, center is the center's one that's kind of tough here because it's coming down between Joel Embiid and Dwight Howard. I lean slightly to Dwight Howard. I think the public is going to heavily lean towards Joel Embiid. So I like Dwight Howard, though. He's my top scoring center in my model.
We're going to get to the news and notes in a second. But Play Draft. I love the Play Draft app. I've been doing it for baseball, for football. I'm excited to start doing it for basketball now. Listen up, fantasy sports fans. Your chances of winning on draft are 80% better than on salary cap sites. That's why Draft's my favorite site. I'm tired of getting crushed by Mike McClure and the rest of the pros. Actually, thanks to this podcast, you know, I'm doing better. Maybe I'm a pro now, but it's, you know, it's not just me. More than 1 million people have already downloaded the Draft app. And I really love it. It's so fun. You get the snake draft. I mean, that's the best part. And you can play in a real live NBA draft right now. Be done in under 5 minutes and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling up every second. You can join one whenever you want. And here's a cool offer. You use our promo code SPORTSLINE. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit and use that code SPORTSLINE. So again, you play in a real money draft for free with the code SPORTSLINE. But it gets even better. Draft is so sure you're going to love it that they're offering our DFS podcast listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. It's incredible. Search Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and play for free right now with the promo code SPORTSLINE. The promo code, again, is SPORTSLINE. Download the Draft app. We're going to do a draft on the air. It's really cool. If you love daily fantasy and you love seasonal fantasy, it combines them both. All right, Mike, let's go to the injuries here and the big stuff. Marvin Williams is out. Lonzo Ball is out. I'll let you kind of take the lead here. What do we need to know right now?
Marvin Williams being out, not a ton of relevance here. I mean, it opens up a little bit for Frank Kaminsky, which could be a viable value play. But, you know, and obviously shores up a little bit more security for Dwight Howard. But overall, it's not a massive thing. It's just it gives you a little more comfort in rostering a guy like Frank Kaminsky.
So what's the biggest injury news?
The biggest injury news right now, the situations that we're monitoring are certainly going to be the Milwaukee Bucks, where Malcolm Brogdon is doubtful after the injury last night. Eric Bledsoe, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Jason Terry are all questionable, and Jabari Parker is making his debut. So there's a lot of changes going on there for Milwaukee, which is a big reason why I like Chris Middleton so much. Looking at the spread in this game, it certainly tells me that either Bledsoe or Giannis or both are not going to play in this game. So that's why I like Chris Middleton so much there. And then the next bigger piece of news is going to be, there's two of them. Well, actually, one is with Boston. Marcus Morris has been ruled out. Kyrie Irving and Shane Larkin are questionable. And Marcus Smart is also out currently. So they're pretty thin at guard, especially if Irving and Larkin were to miss again, that would make Terry Rozier a must play. That's a really big piece that we're going to be waiting on here later today. And then finally, you know, they acquired Greg Monroe, who was released by the Suns. He will not be available to play for Boston yet tonight. But it's important to Phoenix because Alex Lynn has also been ruled out, leaving Tyson Chandler as the lone real big man for the Phoenix Suns.
Rozier, I'm guessing this price has been rising. He's at 6,500 now on FanDuel. And is he only playable if Irving and Larkin are out or one of two? What do you do with Rozier?
Only playable for me if Kyrie Irving is out.
Okay.
You know, if Larkin's out, you could maybe play him. Larkin maybe only has an effect of like 2 to 3 minutes on Rozier in this game. Irving is the guy that you really need to be out for Rozier to have some value. You know, we used to be able to play Rozier with Irving when he was 4,500, but at 6,500 here, the only way you're playing him is if Kyrie Irving is ruled out.
Right. Let's go to the games, Mike. Let's start with New Orleans at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is a 5-point favorite, and the over-under here is 223. There are two games that have an over-under right around 223. This one, New Orleans at Oklahoma City and Golden State at Sacramento. So let's start with the Thunder hosting the Pelicans.
Yeah, big story here for me is the Oklahoma City Thunder, like I told you earlier, played last night in Denver, lost a tough game on a last second shot. They really left it out there on the floor last night. They're certainly, you know, they're also playing at altitude, traveling back home, but they're taking on a Pelicans team that is definitely going to be ready to play, even though they're without DeMarcus Cousins. So I'm looking for fatigue to be a little bit of an issue for Oklahoma City. One of my must plays comes from this game with Drew Holiday. Also, one of the other must plays in terms of you need a stud tonight, and that's either Russell Westbrook or Anthony Davis. So you're going to play one of those two guys. And really what that means is the guy we just mentioned a minute ago, Kyrie Irving, kind of depends on which way you're going to go. If Kyrie Irving is out, you're going to play Rozier at point guard, and you're going to play Anthony Davis. if Kyrie Irving is in, then you might be playing Russell Westbrook and looking for some other value elsewhere. So, you know, that's what we're really looking at here. But this game for me, it's Jrue Holiday, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis. Those are the three players that I think that should be on your, you know, in your core. You should really be focused on them in all formats, tournaments, cash games, doesn't matter. And then as far as secondary plays go in this game, I think that Carmelo Anthony is worth a look in tournaments. He's a very frustrating player. The price is starting to depress a little bit to the point where he is becoming playable again. Paul George had a great game last night, but he's someone I'm probably not interested in investing in tonight after the big back-to-back.
Okay, so you heard the very, very important thing there from Mike. If Kyrie Irving is out tonight, you're probably playing Rozier at point guard and Anthony Davis instead of Russell Westbrook. And if Kyrie Irving is in, then maybe you go with Russell Westbrook as one of your point guards and you look for value at power forward.
Yep.
Okay, then. Golden State at Sacramento. Same total here, 223 points. And the road team, Golden State, big 13.5 point favorite.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that, you know, this is a really weird spot because I the Warriors are obviously the best team in basketball. They're projected to have the highest team total of the night here. And I don't have a ton of interest in playing many of them because of the price point and just the blowout potential. You know, they're all healthy for Golden State. It's really difficult to say which guy's going to have the 60-point night. They're all probably going to have the 45-point night, but I'm not sure that that's really going to be enough on this slate. So, you know, I'm not necessarily intentionally fading them. It's just I'm not finding a lot of them landing in my rosters right now. I think the better place that you're going to end up using the Golden State guys is going to be on a site like Draft where this, you know, the salary cap really doesn't matter.
Right.
And as far as Sacramento, you know, they're just the whole team's questionable again. They've been doing this with all of their veterans, but we've got Garrett Temple, Zach Randolph, Kostas Koufos, and George Hill are all questionable. Willie Cauley-Stein has been upgraded to probable, so that's a good thing for him. But I, you know, despite the high total here, I'm really having a hard time finding a spot for any of these players in my lineups tonight.
This Kings team, is this one that when you get the final injury news, you could find some value? And who would it be?
Yeah, there could be some value. What we would need there is we would like to see Garrett Temple and George Hill both ruled out. If both of those guys are ruled out, I think you can look at De'Aaron Fox. I know the price point is really on the rise with him a little bit because he's played so well, but I do think that he's viable. You know, the Warriors are decent defensively, but, you know, we've talked about several times on this show that they play with such a pace that even though they're very efficient, they still give up a lot of fantasy points just because of how quickly the game is played. So I'll tell you where I would be playing De'Aaron Fox would be if Kyrie Irving was going to play and that removed Terry Rozier from consideration. I think that De'Aaron and you still wanted to kind of go Anthony Davis and have a cheaper point guard. I think that De'Aaron Fox, as long as at least one of George Hill or Garrett Temple were ruled out, I think that De'Aaron Fox would be a nice little pivot to Terry Rozier if you wanted to go ahead and pay up for Anthony Davis.
Okay, and Fox is at 5,900 on both sites. Lakers and the Nets. The Nets are a 1.5 point favorite. Total here is 217.5.
Yep, another game that there's a pretty big total, but not one that I'm finding myself super attracted to. The one player that I really am interested in here is Jahlil Okafor. He only played 14 minutes against Philly last time out, and that didn't make a lot of sense to me after playing 25 and 24 in the contests before that. But if you look at his game logs, when he's getting the minutes, like anything over, you know, 10 minutes, he's going to score you a fantasy point per minute. I'm projecting him closer to 25 minutes again tonight in this matchup with the Lakers, which would make him a pretty good value play, especially on DraftKings where he's 3,800. You can use him at the center spot, use him in the flex spot. So I think Jahlil Okafor is a guy that you're certainly targeting. You could probably target him on FanDuel as well. My only issue there is you do have guys like Tyson Chandler and some other, you know, there are value plays at the center position that make him not nearly as much of a must play. But I like him over on DraftKings.
That's Jahlil Okafor, 3,800 on DraftKings, 4,000 on FanDuel. Ready for Portland at Toronto?
Yep, we're ready for Portland and Toronto for sure.
All right, Toronto a 4-point favorite, totals 215.
Yep, once again, another game that very difficult for us to roster players from. And the main reason for that is our two must plays are coming at shooting guard. And at point guard, there's a value guy, a little bit of a value guy we're going to talk about in a little bit. And we're taking a wait-and-see approach on the Kyrie Irving situation. So the best plays from Portland and Toronto are the guards, the backcourt duos of Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum versus Kyrie Irving and DeMar DeRozan. And the issue with all four of those players is not that I don't like them. They all project very well, but neither of them are projecting better in terms of value than, say, Chris Middleton or Jrue Holiday. And we're not paying up for Kyle Lowry or Damian Lillard at this point until we have some clarity on the Kyrie Irving situation. So really another one of those deals where you're going to have a wait and see approach. CJ Miles, he's questionable, may not play for Toronto. He's missed the last couple games. Hasn't really been helpful at all to guys like DeLon Wright, who actually only had one fantasy point last night, which is pretty disappointing. So I don't think that I have a ton of interest in this game.
Man, so where is the interest tonight?
It's coming. There's two other games. Okay. We had some, obviously, we talked about it. I think one of these next games we're going to get there, but okay. These lower totals, but that's kind of where some of the value is tonight. So.
All right, let's try Indiana at Charlotte. Charlotte, a three-point favorite, totals 210.5. Is this the one?
This is not the one. Okay. I think that you can look at Dwight Howard. I think he's my projected top overall play at center. So I like him again over on draft. I think where you have to pick a center, definitely looking at Dwight Howard.
That's on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Anthony Davis also eligible at center. And you like him better. Yeah.
Yep, 100%. Right. Not even close at all. So I think that, again, it's just one of those situations where they're fine plays. It's just not someone that you should be targeting in your core group of players tonight. Victor Oladipo makes a nice pivot. He's only 800 more than Jrue Holiday. For me in my projection model, I still strongly prefer Jrue Holiday, but I don't have any issue if you're someone out there that wants to kind of fade the public, because Jrue Holiday is going to be popular tonight. So I think Victor Oladipo is a strong pivot play from Jrue Holiday from this game. But another guy that I think might get some ownership after his breakout game last time, which is kind of funny because last time on the show, I told Heath that I'm not really interested in Nicholas Batum until Mr. Triple-Double Nicholas Batum comes back. And that night he had a triple-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists.
There you go.
So
called
he
it.
Might be back. He might not. But I do think that he might have some ownership after doing that last time out.
Okay, so Batum and Oladipo, a good pivot from Jrue Holiday. He's also more expensive than Jrue Holiday. 900 more on DraftKings and 800 more on FanDuel. Oladipo compared to Holiday. Are we here with Utah at Phoenix? Utah, a 5.5-point favorite at the Suns. Totals 210.5.
Yep, this is one that you definitely are going to want to pay attention to for sure. The number one play in this game is without a doubt Ricky Rubio. We love the pace of play increase here for the Utah Jazz. They have one of the largest pace of play increases on the slate, in terms of pace differential. And Rubio has really been playing well recently. He's back to playing, bigger minutes. He was only playing mid-20s for a while, but he played 35 in his last game, 31 and 37 the game before that. I really like this spot for him. I think that he's definitely the point guard that you're going to put in your FanDuel lineup to start while we're kind of waiting on the Kyrie Irving news. After Rubio, everyone on the Jazz is really in play just because of the increased pace of play. Donovan Mitchell is yet another shooting guard that makes a good pivot from Jrue Holiday or Chris Middleton. He probably won't have the ownership of either of those guys, but I think that he's got some good upside there. Another guy, Joe Ingles. We talked about him a little bit on the show. We don't generally get too excited because he doesn't do a whole lot. Like, there's just really not much upside. But he's going to play 30 minutes in this game, I think, at 4,800. He's not going to score you 50 fantasy points, but he's probably not going to bust. He's getting a lot better in terms of consistency here. So I think that if you're looking for a small forward to kind of round out your lineup, especially on FanDuel where you have to pick two of them, Joe Ingles is an interesting play for me.
Is Ingles on DraftKings at 5,300 too much?
I think so, yes. I don't think that I would ever pay that on DraftKings for him. I think Joe Ingles is really almost a FanDuel-only play for me, especially unless he's just super cheap over there on DraftKings. And that's almost always because of the positional requirements where you have to use two of them.
Okay. And you've mentioned some shooting guards, like the ones in the Portland-Toronto game and Donovan Mitchell, that you call pivots to Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. But, you know, can you use one of them as a utility or a guard on DraftKings in addition to putting Holiday at point and Middleton at shooting guard? Or are there just better options out there? What do you think?
Oh, no, you definitely can. And Middleton, like you, to that point, Middleton can play at small forward. So you could, you know, I mentioned all those guys.
Right.
You could get all four of them in your lineup if you wanted to because of the being able to play one at point guard, one at shooting guard, one at small forward, one at guard, and one at utility. So you could get a lot of those guys in there.
Four of them would be
a fine strategy tonight.
Four of them would be who? Holiday, Middleton, Lowry, and Lillard?
So it would be, yeah, or like Donovan Mitchell, I think, would be a better example. You could get, like, Ricky Rubio at point guard, Drew Holiday shooting guard, Chris Middleton small forward. Then you could look at Donovan Mitchell, who we liked as a pivot. You could play him at the guard spot, and then you'd still have a utility spot where you could play either Lowry, DeRozan, McCollum, Lillard, or, you know, any of those guys that we liked, even Oladipo. You can play any of them there at the utility spot.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Let's go to our next game. Knicks and Bucks.
Yep. Knicks to Bucks is it's going to be a big one, and also one that we, like I said, we just got to watch the injury news. But I do think it's one that we'll probably get the injury news this afternoon. So definitely follow myself at Mike5754 on Twitter. Also go over and make sure you're following Sportsline because you will see some updates there. I do think that this is a spot, though, where this game is going to be one that we're going to be focused on. You know, we already told you about Chris Middleton. But if Bledsoe is out, Brogdon is out, Giannis is out, Jason Terry is out, we also have to all of a sudden be interested in Matthew Dellavedova, who is another backup and emergency point guard play for us. If, you know, if Kyrie Irving happens to play, we don't get to play Terry Rozier, but we still need that value. He had a very frustrating night last night. He ended up playing 25 minutes and only scored 9 fantasy points. But I'm discounting that. It was a really tough matchup against Minnesota. And the pace of play was just awful. That's not going to be the case tonight. So I'm not really worried at all about that performance. Matthew Dellavedova is only 3,700 on DraftKings. So I think that he's kind of like that Jahlil Okafor play I gave for the Nets. If you need a value guy to just kind of finish out your lineup, he's definitely where I would be looking.
We got two more games. We got Atlanta at Boston and Miami at Philadelphia, the two lowest totals tonight. Are there any players in these two games, Atlanta at Boston, Miami at Philadelphia, that you're looking at?
Definitely in the Atlanta-Boston game, and it's 100% on the Boston side of the ball. Like I said, with Marcus Morris ruled out, even a guy like Aaron Baines becomes a little viable now. I think that he's one of the value centers that I would be considering after Tyson Chandler. And Tyson Chandler is $1,200 more. So if you need that $1,200 of savings on FanDuel, Aaron Baines at 3,600 in this matchup with Atlanta is a good matchup. Atlanta ranks basically dead last in the NBA against the center position. So I'm definitely interested in Aaron Baines. We're definitely monitoring the situation with Kyrie Irving. If he's out, we absolutely are playing Terry Rozier. Mm-hmm. And we're not worried about Terry Rozier's price. A lot of you might see that price and be like, yeah, I can't pay that for Terry Rozier. In this spot, with Marcus Morris, potentially Kyrie Irving out, and Marcus Smart out against this Atlanta team, Terry Rozier is worth $8,000 or more.
What about, and he's not quite that expensive, right? I mean,
no, he's only $6,500. It's just we're not used to seeing him there, so people might, eh. No, he is truly worth $8,000 in that spot.
Yeah, I like that. And the blowout potential, though, how would that affect a guy like Baines or Rozier? It's 8.5-point spread.
I don't think that I would be too worried about that at all. It's simply because, you know, if all those guys are out, you know, they've just signed Greg Monroe, but he's not available to play yet. They're just pretty thin down there. I think that they're probably still going to play their normal amount of minutes. You know, a normal amount of minutes for Baines is going to look like something around 25. He's not going to play 35 minutes, which is a good thing because, you know, we know that going into it. He's not really going to get shortchanged and only play like 15 minutes. So I think that, you know, he's going to play his 25. It's going to, you know, he's going to get him. The blowout risk really isn't there. The interesting thing that you said, though, is the spread is 8.5, mm-hmm. which tells me that Kyrie Irving might suit up and play here still.
Okay.
He's obviously not a lock. He definitely is still very questionable for this game. But that line kind of indicates, you know, knowing that Marcus Morris is out too and Marcus Smart, to me it indicates that he might suit up, as I would expect this to be only Boston -6.5 if Kyrie Irving was out.
All right, then, do you have anything to say about Miami-Philadelphia? I mean, it's on ESPN. Maybe people want a reason to watch, you know.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is you could definitely draft Joel Embiid in your drafts because he's one of the top scoring centers, and you have to pick a center over there.
Okay.
I mean, Embiid's a great tournament play. I'm not going to play him tonight because I just mentioned Aaron Baines, Jahlil Okafor, Tyson Chandler. I'd much prefer to invest in Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook tonight, so I'm just not going to have room for Joel Embiid. But, you know, if you want to get contrarian and find some value plays at the other spots and pay up at center, I think it's a fine strategy tonight, just not one that I will be using.
Fair enough. So we go to the position recaps here and just kind of review some of the things we've talked about. At point guard, we like Russell Westbrook a lot, but if you want to play Ricky Rubio and a bunch of options, actually. But Terry Rozier, if Kyrie Irving's out, then you're going to avoid Westbrook and go with Anthony Davis. But we like Westbrook, not so much Curry. I didn't ask you this. If Kyrie Irving plays, do you play him at 8,900 on FanDuel? And on DraftKings, Kyrie is 8,700.
So what I would be doing with Kyrie is I would play him over Steph if that was the decision, but I probably will not be prioritizing getting him in the lineup.
Okay.
It's just not a ton of upside there, because if he is truly hurt, which I think he is, I don't see any reason for them to push him tonight in this game at home against Atlanta. So I think that, you know, if you want to play, I think he's probably slightly better value than Steph still, but not somebody that I'm jamming in lineups for sure.
You like Damian Lillard over Kemba Walker, right?
Yes.
You like Kyle Lowry. Terry Rozier is a must play if Kyrie's out. You mentioned De'Aaron Fox a little bit more. Same price point as Ricky Rubio. You like Rubio better than Fox, right? He's a must play, basically.
Yeah, for me, Rubio is the must play. If you want to get cute in a tournament, I do think you can pivot to Fox. But Fox is also the guy that I would look at playing if Irving played and someone like Eric Bledsoe played that removed Matthew Dellavedova from consideration.
All right, and Matthew Dellavedova was the last guy I was going to mention. So, shooting guard, I know you like Oladipo, but you really like Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. Those are the two guys you're starting on FanDuel. But Oladipo's good. And, yeah, I mean, DeRozan and McCollum, just as a blanket statement, you like or dislike DeRozan and McCollum tonight?
I like them. My issue is just like that position. And my real issue is CJ McCollum put up 50 actual points last time out after scoring 28 in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's probably going to pick up some extra ownership percent there that I really just don't want to deal with tonight. So that's the reason why I won't be playing either of those guys.
Did we talk about any like dirt cheap point guards? Is there crazy value? I feel like not like a point guard. I'm sorry, shooting guard. Not like a point guard.
Yeah, there's not a ton of good value there yet. Mainly just because literally if Giannis is out and Bledsoe is out, Middleton along with Drew Holiday, they could be like 50 plus fantasy point scorers tonight, which is going to put them in the top tier of players like Durant, Westbrook, Anthony Davis. So for that reason, I just don't think that you can get to any of the value plays. But if you want a value play, Alec Burks for Utah is the one guy that I would probably consider.
Okay.
He's 3,700, and he's going to benefit from Rodney Hood being out and the pace of play increase against the Suns.
All right, so I don't have much here at small forward. You tell me, because I know you don't love Giannis, and I know you're trying to avoid the Warriors and Kevin Durant, and I know you don't really love Paul George on the back-to-back. Those are the three most expensive small forwards on FanDuel. So who are the players you're targeting at small forward? Joe Ingles, I know, is a value play, FanDuel only. What else you got?
Yeah, so it's going to be value, and it's going to be, we're going to be looking for the late news to really open this up for us here. But guys that I want you to keep your eye on, you can keep your eye on Jaylen Brown a little bit. Again, that's 100% only if Kyrie Irving is out. Josh Jackson. The rotation for Phoenix is going to be a lot different tonight with both Monroe and Alex Flynn out of the picture. So Josh Jackson's going to, TJ Warren might play a little bit of the four and Josh Jackson might get the three. Josh Jackson at 5,300, the matchup with Utah isn't ideal, but he's played very well when he's had the opportunity. And I've got him projected for 30 minutes, so I think Josh Jackson is a good play. We already mentioned Joe Ingles. And then for me, it's going to be guys like Andre Iguodala. I think that he's in a pretty good spot here. And then Lance Stevenson. $4,000 Lance Stevenson is someone that I think that makes a good tournament play. I failed to mention him when we talked about the Indy Charlotte game. But I think that this is a spot that he could be good in. My problem is his minutes. He's played 14, 21, 30, 22. Like, the minutes just fluctuate a little too much. But I do think he's someone that has upside, and I think this is a decent spot for him against Charlotte.
If you had to choose between Ingles, Iguodala, and Stevenson, who would you choose?
Oh, probably Ingles at this point, just because he gets the pace of play increase, and you know his minutes are certainly more secure. And you know Iguodala, he's fine. He's got good minutes. The matchup's not bad. It's just when everyone on Golden State is healthy, he's really not a priority.
Okay. Power forward, Anthony Davis is your favorite power forward tonight and one of your two favorite players along with Russell Westbrook. You mentioned Carmelo Anthony in tournaments, and Marcus Morris is out, so you're not going to be using him. We talk about him a lot on this show. You don't want Jabari Parker. Any value plays you see at power forward?
That's one that we're really waiting on some injury news here, because it is it's a difficult position at this point in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, if you know, right now it's the Miami guys against Philly, and that's James Johnson and Kelly Olynyk. I didn't mention it during that game because I'm not expecting that to be the case once lineup luck comes around. I'm expecting more news to kind of open things up. But you know, I'll give you other value guy names. John Henson for Milwaukee. We kind of briefly mentioned Frank Kaminsky when we talked about Marvin Williams being out. I think Frank Kaminsky at 4,300 is someone that you could play at this point. But really, power forward is tough, because we really need to know some of this Kyrie Irving news, because that really dictates a lot of what we're doing tonight. You know, whether we're paying for Westbrook, whether we're paying for Anthony Davis.
Right, right.
And if we're not paying for Anthony Davis, then we're going a lot more balanced at power forward. So that's one where, like I said, I would love to give you more right now, but you're really going to have to follow over on Sportsline here and just kind of follow some of this late news to really see, because it's a very fluid situation today.
And it seems like center is one where you could save some money. You can go with Channing Frye. Who were some of the guys you mentioned at center that could be good values for you?
Aaron Baines, Jahlil right. Okafor, and Tyson Chandler are the three centers that I think offer the most value. I think that'll probably be a good way to go tonight.
I said Channing Frye, and I meant Tyson Chandler. I apologize. They have four similar letters in their name.
They do.
And they played for the Knicks.
Yeah. Yes, they did at one point.
Yes.
And at the top of center, it's Dwight Howard for me, for sure, which will not be popular, I would assume. I think that Joel Embiid's going to have more ownership than Dwight Howard, but my model is indicating that Dwight Howard is the better play. Other centers that I do think are viable, Rudy Gobert at 7,800. It's a pretty decent matchup for him against Phoenix. The pace of play is something that should help him. My issue is just the price. You know, when I can save almost, you know, $4,000 if I want to roster Aaron Baines, there's just a lot.
Big news, Mike McClure.
What's that?
You might want to double check this, but it looks like Kyrie Irving is out tonight.
Yes, Kyrie Irving. I got the news right now, too. Kyrie Irving and Shane Larkin are both out.
Okay, Mr. So, Rozier. Get in my lineup.
Yes, Terry Rozier is now someone that we are targeting pretty heavily here. And I think that also really helps a guy like Aaron Baines. Just anytime the rotation is thinner, that's not a bad thing. So Aaron Baines is someone that, you know, I'm not ready to say we're going to lock him in, but I think that he certainly needs to be on your radar here. And also Jaylen Brown at small forward now, I think he's going to get a pretty good bump.
Okay, so would you go away from Josh Jackson and Joe Ingles and get on Jaylen Brown?
Not necessarily yet. I'll need honestly, where we're doing this on the show, I'll need a few more minutes to let everything update here, but I will say that also at power forward now, Jason Tatum probably is someone that you can consider as well. Really, Boston's just going to be that team now. You know, the team total's not great. The pace of play isn't great. You know, their efficiency, we mentioned it on the last show, and they had a great game, which was a little unexpected. But with Irving on the floor, in terms of offensive efficiency, they're number 6 in the NBA, And when he's off the floor, they're dead last. They just not producing a lot of points offensively without Irving, which is kind of reflected in the total there. But you got to get some Boston in your lineup. It starts with Terry Rozier. After that, it really is just going to kind of depend on your personal preference. But it's going to be Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Aaron Baines are the guys that we're probably interested in. And then, of course, you know, Al Horford is someone you can look at. This is a little bit of a revenge game for Al Horford playing against the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is very interesting. So here's a lineup I've got then on FanDuel. Tell me if you like it.
All right.
Rubio and Rozier, Middleton and Holiday. I know you like that.
Yep.
I have Josh Jackson. I put in Joe Ingles, Anthony Davis, Kelly Olynyk, and Tyson Chandler.
I like it.
So
I think it's a very
Olynyk,
solid.
Olynyk could be upgraded to, let me know here, 4,700 range. We're talking Jabari Parker, Ersan Ilyasova, Ed Davis, Olynyk, and then anyone lower than that, obviously. Because I look at it, I only have one Celtic.
Yep.
So is that a problem?
No, I don't think it's a major problem. I think that if you didn't like playing Olynyk, you could change to Ersan Ilyasova. I think he's got a pretty good matchup now that Boston's a little short-handed.
All right, I
think it's a
Olynyk.
Really good starting point. And like I said, just your small forwards and your last power forward situation. Just kind of interchange it with some of those value guys that we like and see what pops up this afternoon.
Okay, and then on DraftKings, Holiday, Mitchell, Middleton, Rubio, and Rozier are in my lineup, and Anthony Davis will join them. And that's actually kind of tough. I don't know. No, I can't do that.
No, yeah, you'll have to. I would remove Donovan Mitchell. I think he's not the best value over there now that we have Rozier.
Okay.
But yeah, you're going to need some value to pull that off either way.
All right. Well, I think, it's probably going to be. If Heath were here, we'd be able to do that easily. But I will just tell you this. On DraftKings, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, Ricky Rubio, Terry Rozier, and Anthony Davis leaves you $3,600 per spot to spend on shooting guard, center, and forward. Do we need to make another change to free up a little more money? Because that's not a lot at all.
Yeah, it's not a lot at all. It's going to be tough to get them all in like that. We talked about how we loved Anthony Davis, but it might be a night to have a little more balance now.
Okay. Because Rozier, Holiday, and Middleton have a tremendous upside.
Tremendous upside for those three. This is a spot where they all three could score 50 plus fantasy points here.
Okay. All right. So maybe we'll look at Al Horford. He's much cheaper than Anthony Davis, and get Holiday, Middleton, Rubio, and Rozier in your lineup and go from there on DraftKings. And now a new segment for you to finish the show. This won't take long. That's how it works on PlayDraft. Draft app, download it right now, and here is how we do it. Here we go. So we are drafting right now, and the way the draft app works is you can play with, I think, up to 10 people, but Mike and I are just going to do a one-on-one draft. We have a minute on the clock. You should set it at 30 seconds per pick. So it goes very quickly, and no restrictions on who to pick or salary, but it's two guards, two forwards, and a center. Mike, you have the first pick. Who are you taking with your first pick tonight?
Wow. I've got a quarter here. I might just flip it to see if I want Anthony Davis or Russell Westbrook. But I'm going to go ahead and take Anthony Davis with my first pick.
Okay. And then I will take Russell Westbrook with my second pick. As soon as you make that pick, and I am officially on the clock. And then it kind of gets hard for me after that. Okay, all right, now we're on the clock. So
yep,
you took Anthony
Davis. Pick is in. Anthony Davis, 1.1.
I'll take Russell Westbrook with the second pick here. And so, like, now, see, it's a different game. It's a different game than just the salary cap. Who do we like? Like, do I go with Steph Curry or Oladipo or Durant or something? Who's going to score the most points?
It might be Steph Curry. It's tough.
All right, let's go Steph Curry here. And I
got to tell you, I like being, if I'm you, I would like to be in that second draft position tonight where you're guaranteed to get one of Russell Westbrook or Anthony Davis.
Right.
But you know what? I'm still going to beat you here. So let me,
we're playing for free.
Let me
by
go
the way.
To my must plays of the day. I'm going to take Drew Holiday because I'm very confident in Drew Holiday's ability. With my next pick, I'm going to take one of my other misplays, which is might seem a little crazy to take him over Kevin Durant, but you know what? I believe in what I'm doing over here right now, and I believe in my must-plays, so I'm going to take Chris Middleton.
All right, okay. And now I heard you say you don't like the value on Joel Embiid, but on the Play Draft app, you still like Joel Embiid. So, you know, it's just there's no price, so I will take him. And, see, I can't go Rozier here, right?
Durant. If you wanted to, but I don't think that it would be the best decision for you.
I'm going to go with Durant. I'm going to get a couple of Warriors in there. That's never a bad thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What we're going to have here is your lineup is going to look like it's way better than mine. On paper, it looks like it's definitely going to destroy my lineup here.
Good. I like that. I have Westbrook, Curry, Embiid, and Durant. You have Anthony Davis, Holiday, Middleton. And who are your next two picks?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take Terry Rozier just for some fun, I think.
Okay. Rozier?
Rubio, actually. I went with Ricky Rubio.
Okay.
I decided I'm going to
can take Rozier now. You got another pick.
No, I have to take a center now.
Oh,
so with my last pick, it's going to be my boy Dwight Howard, who I have projected as my number one center. And that's where we're at right now.
Okay. And then I need to take a forward. So do I go, I can't take Giannis. I mean, I could replace him if he's out, which I'll do. Because you can get that notification from the draft app. If Giannis is out, they'll tell you. You can replace him, and I'll put in Al Horford or something like that. Probably not Draymond Green. I am projected to win by 42 points. That is an all-time record. Good luck, Mike.
Good luck to you. Your lineup looks amazing on paper here. I went with more of my DFS value guys as opposed to the top projected. That probably isn't going to work out well for me, but we will see.
All right. Well, that is Mike McClure. I am Adam Azer. This is the Sportsline DFS Podcast, and we'll get back at you on Monday with some more DFS advice.